Welcome back, listeners, to Scallywag Show Tunes with Arthur and Charlie Chimley.
Esquire at your service.
Now, listeners, we realised after listening to all them bands of brothers last week that we had a responsibility, no, I would say it was our downright duty, to have a listen this week to some lady singers.
That's right, Arthur. Cockney lady singers this time.
So we thought we'd start with the A's.
You mean the A-list?
No, I mean alphabetically speaking, like Adele and Amy.
Oh, hang on. Mm? I know their songs. They're not Cockney, are they?
Oh, Charlie, I think you would be presently surprised to discover they are, in fact, Cockney ladies.
But hang on. Mm? They don't sing like it.
Well,
they sing like Americans.
Well, even if they sing like Americans, they still talk like Cockneys.
How can they do that? Yeah. That sounds like an impossibility.
Oh, I don't know. It's a skill, I suppose. It's their profession, eh? They're professionals.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So, me old China, you're saying they are true Cockneys.
Yes.
They live within earshot of the Bow Bells in East London, do they?
Oh, I think so. Or at least I believe so. I mean, that's where they was born.
I'm not convinced. Give us an example then, Arthur, so I can judge for myself.
Oh, so you're the expert now, are you, Charlie?
I think I am.
Well, here we go. Adele, first up, talking true, Bow Bells Cockney.
Well, I think since I last was on Radio 1, I didn't got to meet Beyonce a couple of times, which the first time I really held it together, I was like, thanks for having me to show B, you know, rare. The thing is, I was in her dressing room and I was like, there was only a little curtain separating us while she was having her makeup done, and I started like going, I don't think I can do this, and she would have heard it all, and then she popped out, so I put on a brave face. But the second time I went out on a balcony and got on my hands and knees and cried.
Oh, that was so fast.
Come on, a minute.
Yeah, I couldn't understand hardly a syllabub of that. I know it were Cockney, but were it English, Arthur?
Well, English is Cockney, Charlie.
Really?
But maybe that's why she chooses
English
to sing in the American dialect, so people can understand her.
Maybe.
Yeah, here she is with her hit song, Rolling in the Hay.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars
those words, Arthur. And it weren't rolling in the hay.
No.
It were rolling in the deep.
In the deep what?
In the deep hay, of course.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. So now, my goodness, Charlie, what a great singer. How does she do it? She is a true Cockney, but she can still crank out the old American accent, can't she?
Yes, how does she do it, Arthur? I mean, that was an American singing as far as my Britney Spears were concerned.
Oh, just don't confuse the listeners, Charlie. Sorry, what? Listeners, that was Charlie using Cockney rhyming slang for ears. Your Britney Spears. Who, by the way, is an American singer.
But who ain't nearly as good as our next guest, Arthur, Ms. Winehouse.
She ain't a guest, Charlie. She's actually a ghost.
A holy ghost?
No, she's a whole ghost.
But many paid holy fromage to her when she was alive.
Really? Swiss cheese or Jarlsberg?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Amy Winehouse weren't cheesy.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about with your paying all your fromage and all.
What? Who said that? I was just talking about religion.
No, you wasn't. You was talking about cheeses.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, Amy Winehouse is another A-list singer, deceased.
Well, shouldn't she be a D-list singer for deceased then?
No, A for Amy, who's one of our A-list singers, alphabetically speaking.
Well, shouldn't she be C for Cockney?
No, A!
But still, C for Cockney, cos I can spell an all, Arthur.
Oh, you're driving me a bit C, Charlie. C for crazy.
Well, Amy weren't crazy.
Anyway, now let's lend our Britney Spears to an interview with Amy Winehouse, neither of whom was crazy, just made crazy by infuriating relatives. Let's have a listen to Amy's true Cockney tones ringing out.
Just like the Bow Bells of East London. And I'm not infuriating, I'm just speaking me truth, Arthur.
Yeah, well now, 20 years old, Why Turtles Jazz? Most people your age, I would guess, and I hope I'm not just spouting a cliche or generalisation here, but I suspect it's true. Most youngsters, when they start singing, they want to do R&B or they want to do rock and roll or even hip-hop or rap or something. Yeah. But going to jazz, and it does seem to be quite a new trend now. There's quite a few new sort of jazz voices on the scene.
Yeah, I wouldn't call a lot of people that are doing jazz singers, you know what I mean? My albums are kind of straight jazz, hip-hop, cross. There is no blues or folk, you know what I mean? It's just a straight jazz hip-hop album, and a lot of the stuff out is not heartfelt,
yeah,
you know, and I just wanted to write music that was emotional and that people would want to listen to and connect with.
Oh, yeah, she's a right C for Cockney, ain't she, Arthur?
But a right A for Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Now, let's have an earwig of her ska reggae version of Back to Black, her hit song, because Amy, it turns out, had a very strong affinity with the reggae community of London.
And a very strong language warning, folks.
He left no time to regret. Kept his dick wet with his same old safe bed. Me and my head high and my tears dry. Get on without my guy. You went back to what you know. So far from all that we went through. And a troubled track. My odds are stacked. I go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to us. I go back to
So now we've heard Adele and Amy, we need another A-lister.
Well, I was thinking, what about Alison Moyet, Charlie?
Oh, because Alison Moyet, A, Arthur.
What?
Moyet with an A.
No, because it's Allison with an A.
I thought that started with an H, Arthur. Allison.
No, but her song starts with a H, Only You.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all
offer. Can we have an earwig of Miss Moyet's talking Cockney? Because I'm still not convinced.
Certainly, Charlie. I've got a lovely audio of her talking about her musical Cockney china plates.
What? If you're confused by Arthur, listeners, it's English for her musical mates. Let's have a listen.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you're remembering is you're remembering this massive band. These are my classmates, and so they were my mates. So it was like seeing your mates. You know, it was. You don't think of it in those terms. You know, when you have success, you kind of think of it as a small thing, and you think of all the people that you don't know as being the stars. So. You know, the Depeche boys were real regular blokes. They're, you know, kind of quite unchanged. And, you know, and again, Dave Garn, even. I went to a college with Dave Garn, so I knew him when I was, like, 17.
Oh, Arthur, Arthur. No, I've got another A-lister.
Oh.
A-lister.
Yeah.
In me head.
Okay.
Oh, no, she's so good. Yeah. She's so good.
Who is it, then?
Is it? Hanny. Hanny Lennox.
Hanny Lennox. That sounds like it starts with an H. Is she a Cockney?
Well, here's the problem, Arthur. She's more Scotney than Cockney.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a bit sacrilegious.
That's okay. Suddenly this show's all about religion, isn't it, Arthur?
Oh, that, Charlie, I do like her. She's very good. And, of course, she is an A-lister. Yep. So if we're talking about Annie, that is, as opposed to Hanny...
Yes.
Have you at least got an interview with her?
Oh, yeah. As well as being right by your side, Arthur, I have an interview with her as well.
Well, you being right by my side is neither here nor there, Charlie. Have you also got a song?
Yes, I have, right by your side.
Yes, I know you're right by my side, Charlie, but have you got a song?
Oh, blimey, Arthur, I'll just play it, shall I? Just have a listen.
Oh. Yes, I see now. Right by your side. Yes, yes, yes.
See, I'm not just a pretty face, Arthur.
You're not even a pretty face,
Charlie. Oi, Arthur. But Annie Lennox is a pretty face, and that's enough.
Well, come on. What about the interview then, eh? Where is it?
Oh, well, I found one with her, a Scotney lass, chatting with a Cockney cove.
Oh, is that like a cat talking to a dog?
Yeah, something like that, Arthur.
What, was there a moment where you shifted, where you decided that the kind of classical training, was there a specific, was there a,
yes,
yes, a reason?
It's an ironic thing, you know, because I come from the northeast of Scotland, as you can still hear it in my voice.
Yeah, you got Aberdeen, which is
Aberdeen. And it's quite a big achievement to get to the Royal Academy of Music, coming from a provincial town.
But on the first day that I went to the academy, I looked around and I realised I wasn't with the people I thought I was going to be.
So you see, Arthur, Cockneys and Scotneys can be in the same room together, talking and still understanding each other. It's almost like they're speaking the same language.
They are speaking the same language in Nong.
They never. Oh, you're pulling me leg, Arthur.
No, we just heard them. They were speaking English the whole time, Charlie.
No, they were speaking Scotney and Cockney, and I won't hear another word.
I'll give you last word, Charlie.
Well, speaking of last words, we've come to the end of this enlightening episode.
Well, I'll give you enlightening.
And we'd like to remind listeners, Arthur, remember that no Cockneys...
Nor Scotneys, stupid word.
Nor cats.
Nor dogs.
Nor Holy Ghosts.
Nor A-listers.
Nor D-listers.
Nor earwigs.
Nor Britney Spears. We're armed in the making of this episode of Scallywag Show Tunes. We are Arthur
and Charlie
Chimbley Esquire at your service. And it's good night from him.
And it's good night from me.
Good night.
I've been driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've been far.
Arthur, are we off air now?
Of course we are.
So what language were they speaking then, if they were actually speaking a language?
Originally, they would have spoken different languages.
Right.
Annie would have been speaking Gaelic. And the Cockney Cove, he would have been speaking...
Cocklick, of course!
Language warning!
What for?
For Cocklick, of course.
Why? Is Cocklick dangerous? Can it transmit something?
Yes, Charlie. Rank stupidity!
Rank! I do not smell!
Yes, but you're stupid!
Oi! Oi!